So what do you get when you cross a Roman Catholic mass with a McDonald's? Well, you get the McMass. And the McMass is, well, it's an Indiegogo project right now, and they're trying to raise over $1 million in order to open up a McDonald's franchise in a church so that the priest could give you the Lord's Supper as well as French fries and a Big Mac and a soft drink to go with it. Yeah, that's... Let me go ahead and back off on the music here. And what we'll do, what we're going to be hearing here is the news story that is covering the McMass story. So this is one of those things where, you know, you just think, you know, the church cannot possibly get crazier. And, well, it does. And so this is called the McMass Project. And listen carefully to the logic here. In fact, we'll take a look at the McMass Indiegogo page to kind of fill this out a little bit. But here's the news story by Jen Harris regarding the McMass Project. Here we go.
The priest gives you a communion wafer, then a sip of wine, then asks, would you like fries with that? The situation sounds insane, but if one group's crowdfunding campaign is successful, it could become a reality. A group of three friends calling themselves the McMass Project has launched an Indiegogo page trying to raise $1 million to build a McDonald's franchise in a church.
Now, why would you want to do that? Well, listen to the logic.
Possibly in New Jersey or the Philadelphia area. Is this a joke? No, vows Paul DeLuca, one of the multi-denominational group's members. Christianity is unable to capture modern audiences, he argues, and as the project's website states, McDonald's restaurants bring communities together. A McDonald's representative could not be reached for comment.
Yeah, so apparently Christianity is incapable of actually, you know, reaching a modern audience. So the solution is let's mix Christianity with, well, let's mix it with McDonald's. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense at all. So this is from the website, the Indiegogo page for the McMass Project. Here's what it says, introducing the McMass Project. We are revitalizing churches as centers for conversation and cultural engagement by putting McDonald's franchises in a church. So here's the problem. The problem with churches, that's the headline here, problem with churches. We've all had the experience of driving through a community and seeing beautiful old churches that are falling into disrepair. Perhaps these churches suffer from low attendance and are only used a few days a week. They may even be entirely vacant. Churches today face a number of problems. Churches need to financially support themselves. Churches need to bring in public traffic to reassert their position as gathering places. Reassert their position as gathering places? Church architecture is wonderful and churches are often centrally located. However, these attributes are wasted without an audience. So we need to solve this problem soon or church communities as we know them will cease to exist. It's time for churches to engage with entrepreneurship. What do you mean it's time? This is what the whole purpose-driven, seeker-driven movement has been around, you know, been about, and this has been around for like 2.5 decades. The McMass Project is helping churches keep pace in the modern world. No, it's not. It's not helping them at all. We can solve all of these problems and become more present in culture by establishing McDonald's franchises in churches. Yeah, so where's the power then? Is the power then in the preached word? Is the power then in the proclamation of Christ and Him crucified for our sins? No. What you're trying to do is create, well, satisfied customers. And so, you know, would you like McCommunion with your McFries and your Mc, you know, your Big Mac? And the whole thing is kind of basically backwards, upside down, and inside out. And it suffers from the same problem that all attempts like these suffer from. And that's this, is that Scripture teaches that the reason why unbelievers don't come to church, get this, has nothing to do with whether or not the church is relevant. Nope. The reason why people don't come to church is because they are born hostile to God and dead in trespasses and sins. So the thing we expect all non-believers to do is behave like non-believers, to not think church is anything that's for them, to be hostile to God, to not want to have anything to do with them. So you think, well, how do you overcome that? Well, you don't overcome that by putting a McDonald's and a church together and having the McMass. No. The way this has been done, you know, for millennia, it's funny how this happens, is that God sends people who preach the word. They're like ambassadors of the kingdom of God. It's as if God is making his appeal through them directly. It's weird how that happens, by the way. You might want to read like 2 Corinthians chapter 5 regarding this. But the idea then is this, is that when a human being who is regenerate, who takes up on his lips the gospel, the word of God, and proclaims repentance and the forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name, and calls sinners to repent and to be forgiven by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, God does something amazing. God raises people up from the grave. He regenerates them, gives them a new heart, brings them to penitent faith in him for the forgiveness of their sins. And as new creatures in Christ, they have an appetite now for the word of God and want to be fed it. You see, that's how that works. And so you'll notice when we read in like the book of Acts, when the Apostle Paul or the Apostle Peter, they go out and they're doing missionary work. You know what they did? They would go to where people were and they would preach Christ and him crucified for their sins. Call them to repent, to be forgiven, to be baptized. This is what he did. This is what Peter did. This is what the apostles did. And you know what? God raised people up, and the preached word is what created the church. That's how that works. You'll notice that Paul didn't go out and, you know, basically, you know, breeze into Athens and decide to set up, you know, as an itinerant thespian, you know, play, you know, to do the plays of Thucydides or something like that. You know, nothing like that. No, there was nothing like that at all. He just found a place, a venue where he could preach the word, and preached and preached and preached and preached like there was no tomorrow. And God is the one who gave the increase. This is what Scripture says. One plants, another waters, but it's God who gives the increase. So you want to see the church grow in the United States. Well, in order for that to happen, you have to get rid of the false assumption that the reason why people don't go to church is because it's not relevant, because it's not keeping pace with the culture. No. The reason why people don't come to church is because they're hostile to God, dead in trespasses and sins. And then you need to believe what God's word says about God's word. Preach the word in season, out of season. Do the work of an evangelist. Proclaim repentance and the forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name. And you know what's going to happen? God the Holy Spirit is going to do his work. And he's going to regenerate people and bring them to penitent, saving faith in him, the forgiveness of their sins. That's how that works. No need to mix it with McDonald's. Just trust what God's word already says about how God, creates the church. All right.